There are countless options for dating for teens in the online world, but which one is going to be best for you?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over a list of online dating websites that are geared towards those who are teens. And by teens, I'm specifically meaning those who are aged 18 years old to 24. Now, there's going to be a ton of options for this demographic when it comes to online dating, because this is the age where most people start dating and they're really looking to get out there and live their life. So before I get into all of that information, I do want to tell you guys first about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a list of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections. The first of which is Tinder, then Bumble, then OkCupid, then Hinge, and finally Zoosk. So let's start with number one on the list, which is Tinder. I'm sure there are countless users out there who have already heard about Tinder and know about its existence, but for those users who haven't heard of it, let me go over it very briefly for you. Tinder has been a staple in the online dating world for the last decade, and they're really known for popularizing the swiping feature that is seen so prominently on so many dating apps today. In case you don't exactly know what that means, when you swipe on a user, it means that you're going to either swipe right on them to let you know that you've liked them, or you swipe left on them, letting them know that you are not interested in them. And when two users swipe right on each other, then a match is made, and then you can freely communicate with each other via a messaging system. Most users who utilize Tinder actually go through users pretty fast, and Tinder actually puts a pretty prominent focus on users' profile pictures. So that garnered a reputation for Tinder being known for casual relationships or even hookups. So for those users who are looking for a quick, fun night out, or they want to see a ton of users over just a quality amount of users, and they really want to expand their dating pool to see what their options are, then Tinder's going to be a great choice for you. Now, again, I do want to reiterate that this doesn't mean that you can't find people who are looking for serious relationships on Tinder. However, there are more and more options today for those users who are looking for that serious relationship that are honestly doing a better job than Tinder. So there are less and less users looking for serious relationships on Tinder and more that are looking for just casual dating and hookups. It is worth noting as well that Tinder is a free-to-use app. You can create a profile, swipe through other users, make matches, and communicate without having to pay a penny. However, there are premium memberships that are on Tinder that you can pay for that will make your experience even better by giving you some special perks. Those perks include things like unlimited likes, you can rewind to swipe through other users, you can see all of the users who have liked you already, you can access their top picks feature, which is a list of users who are very popular on the app. You'll get prioritized in the app, and you can even access their passport feature, where you can swipe with users around the world. There are more premium features than this, but again, they aren't going to be given to you unless you pay for that membership. Again, I want to reiterate that you don't actually need to pay for a membership in order to find success on Tinder. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, which is Bumble. Now, Bumble is known as the dating app that puts women first, and you might be wondering exactly how they do this. Well, Bumble works actually pretty similarly to Tinder, where you're going to be presented profiles one at a time, and you're either going to swipe left to let them know that you would rather pass on them, or you're going to swipe right to let them know that you are interested in them. And when two users swipe right on each other, then a match is made. However, this is where the difference comes in. On Bumble, only women can send the initial message first, and they also only have 24 hours to do so, otherwise that match will disappear. Once the woman sends the first initial message, then the male counterpart to that match has to reply within 24 hours. Once you have both sent your first initial messages, then you no longer have any restrictions and you can continue to communicate as long as you would like on the app. It is worth noting though that this app is also LGBTQ+ friendly, so if you are a man looking for a man or a woman looking for a woman, there is no restriction in communication. However, one of you has to send that initial message first within 24 hours, and the other one has to reply back in order for communication to continue happening. It doesn't matter which one sends it first in that situation. And Bumble is even more than a dating app as well, as there's also a friend finding section of the app built just for looking for platonic friends. And there's also a networking section of the app called Bumble Biz for those users who are looking to network with their business. And again, similarly to Tinder, they do also offer premium packages, which again are not necessary. You can utilize this app for free, communicate with other users and whatnot without paying a penny, but they do offer these premium experiences in order for you to have a better time on the app. Some of these premium features include Beeline, where you can see everybody who has liked you, the ability to backtrack so that you can undo a swipe. You can also access advanced search and filter features. You also get access to Super Swipes, which is very similar to Tinder's Super Likes. You can also get access to Extends, which will extend the amount of time that you can have that initial match make a message to you. And you can also access the travel and incognito modes as well. The travel mode being very similar to Tinder's Passport, where you can travel around the world and make matches in that area. And the incognito mode is specifically great for those who don't want to be found in the app by their peers or by other possible users, like their boss, for example. And how incognito works is it only notifies those users that you swiped right on that you exist on the app. As far as intentions go in this app, it seems to be pretty even across the board. There are plenty of users who are looking for casual dates, but there are also plenty of users who are looking for that serious long-term relationship as well. This is also going to be a great app for those men as well who are always sick of sending that first message, as it puts that on the women. And it's also going to be great for women as well who are sick of getting a ton of crappy first messages from guys, because this is not going to be possible with this. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list. But before I jump into that, I did need to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me onto number 3 on my list, which is OkCupid. OkCupid is going to be a great dating app for those who identify themselves in the LGBTQ+ community, as well as those who want to seek alternative dating lifestyles. And by this, I mean non-monogamy, so polyamory and open relationships. This app is all about finding like-minded users to you. And when you do first sign up for the app, it is going to have you fill in the basic information most do, like your name, your email, your location, and whatnot. But it's also going to ask you some questions that are multiple choice for you to fill out. Now, as you fill out these questions, you only have to do a few in order to make your account. You are then optionally able to answer hundreds, yes, hundreds of these multiple choice questions. And OkCupid actually builds its compatibility rating with other users to you based off of the questions that you're answering. So in simple terms, it finds other users who answer these questions similarly to you, and then it will present them to you to make a match. On top of that as well, this is the most inclusive app when it comes to your gender identity, your sexual orientation, and it even allows you to set your own pronouns as well. And again, very similarly to the other apps that I've already mentioned on this list, you can actually utilize this app for completely free. You don't need to sign up for any memberships in order to check it out. However, they do again offer a premium membership that you can utilize in order to make your experience even better on OkCupid. With the membership, you can see who has liked you, you can send unlimited likes, you can set advanced deal breakers or preferences for the other users that you are communicating with, you can unlock the messages that users can send to you before they have matched with you, and you can also get access to Super Likes as well as Spotlight. I would say that OkCupid is going to be the best option for the LGBTQ+ community here because it is so inclusive and because it offers so many different dating lifestyles and scenarios. It leaves a lot of flexibility for users' wants and desires as well. And even if you aren't LGBTQ+, then this is also going to be a great app if you are looking for people who are like-minded to you. So this is going to move me on to number 4 on my list. But before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys to check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a list of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, Who the heck doesn't? Be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. This is going to move me into number four on my list, which is Hinge. Hinge is a dating app with the motto designed to be deleted. And by this, they mean that you're going to find your match on this website and then you're going to delete the app because you aren't going to be looking for anybody else for the rest of your life. That's right. This app is for those users who are looking for serious, long-term committed relationships. This is honestly going to be the biggest contrast between this app and the other apps that I've already mentioned on this list. On Hinge, users are required to fill out their profile with 6 different photos, and they're also supposed to answer 3 different question prompts. Now, if you don't do this, the app will actually not present you to other users, which is kind of great for 2 reasons. One, it presents all of the users with full profiles, so there's no user that you're going to see in this app who hasn't put in the effort to fill out their profile. And 2, it also wards away bots and scammers, as most of those accounts usually just have very small descriptions and only 1 photo. Now, you might be wondering what the heck question prompts are. Well, on Hinge, they actually don't allow you to fill out a bio section, and so they give you these 3 question prompts instead. So you can choose from a list of about 100 different question prompts to utilize, and you basically answer these question prompts in your own creative way in order to show your personality or what you're into or whatever you want to present to the other users on the app. So some examples of question prompts include my best travel story is, my most controversial opinion is, and try to guess this about me. So you can only have 3 question prompts on your profile at any given time. However, you can interchange these with other question prompts whenever you want to. And again, similarly to all of the other dating apps that I've mentioned on this list already, you can sign up for free. However, they again do offer some premium packages in order to better your experience on the app. When you sign up for that premium membership, some perks you get is being able to like as many people you want throughout the day, being able to see everybody who has liked you, set advanced search preferences, and see twice as many standouts, which are those users who are most compatible to you, which Hinge uses a great algorithm. It's actually starting to become one of the leading algorithms out there for finding serious relationships. So it is going to be really great for those users who are looking for that. If you are a user who is looking for the one, then I do think that Hinge is going to be a great option for you to utilize. So this is going to move me on to the next one on my list. Before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me on to the next one on my list, which is Zoosk. Zoosk is a pretty old school app, but it is still very popular, and it's specifically very popular in the United States. Zoosk is pretty popular because the users who utilize this app are typically a lot more active than the users on other online dating apps. And on top of that, the male to female ratio on this app is pretty close to 50-50, which is very rare for most online dating apps. Most of the users on this app as well are aged between 18 and 34 years old, so this is going to be perfect for your guys' age range. If you are looking for a serious relationship, this is going to be a great app to utilize, and one big reason for this is that you actually cannot utilize this app for completely free. While you can sign up for free and browse members for free, you can't communicate with them unless you sign up for a membership, which means that when you do sign up for that membership and you are communicating with other users, they are also paying that membership, which means they are very serious about finding somebody. Whenever there's a requirement for people to pay for an online dating app, they're really investing their money in it, and so that shows you exactly how serious they actually are. Zoosk is also an interesting app because of its specific live feature as well. So with its live feature, you can actually jump on video and go through speed dates, communicate with other users who are also live, and you can even watch other users who are currently streaming. This honestly feels more like an influencer following section of the app. While it isn't the main part of the app, it seems to be where a lot of the action is actually happening. That leads me to believe that users on this app who are paying for that membership are focusing on the dating aspect, and users who are looking to go through the app and just see influencers are going to be utilizing this app for free, but it is something where you can get both of these avenues checked out. Of all the apps that I've mentioned today, I think that Zoosk is going to give you the best chances when it comes to finding somebody who is serious and also finding something where you can interact with users with a more relaxed vibe because it has that more social media aspect to it than the other dating apps do on this list. But before you sign up for any online dating website, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a list of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out. Super duper appreciate it. And we'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.